So, Sheriff, when did you get the call indicating a murder had taken place?
Seems to me like it was about 10:30, 11 o'clock when I got a call.
And what did you do?
I lived in Burbank at that time, so I started over there and I stopped in Pawhuska and picked up Assistant DA. He went up with me. And when we pulled into the ranch, we met the ambulance coming out with the body. That was somewhere around midnight, I imagine.
Did that bother you that before
Did it bother me? Yes, it bothered me. Everything went wrong from the beginning. I went on down to the house and made sure that that was the body. Looked around a little bit, and after that time, I had some deputies that arrived on the scene. I went on into the hospital.
Let me just ask you, who would have authorized that the body should be removed?
The undersheriff from Washington County. He ordered the body be removed, which I never did criticize him for. I always believed that if mistake was made, you had to work around the mistake, and what good is it going to do you? It's already done. You got to work around it. And at that time, I thought I could work around it, but it haunted us from that time on. Washington County got the call.
And wasn't there confusion as to who they should call, whether it's Osage or Washington?
Whoever called in, I think Dale Court, called the Washington Sheriff's Office. They go out on the call, which wasn't unusual for Washington County deputies to go out there. Was Mullendorf had them patrol the ranch sometimes, and they was kind of on the payroll, some of them. So they rushed out there, him and a policeman from Washington County, Bartlesville, and the ambulance. They arrived, and this policeman later became sheriff over there. George Hughes was the undersheriff, but George Hughes taking the responsibility to transport him. Well, had a hole in the back of his head that big. Wasn't no life there. He was dead. And you wouldn't have to be a medical examiner to tell it, you know.
So what you're saying, there was no reason to be rushing to the hospital?
No, there wasn't any reason for me to rush it. An officer goes out there on the scene, he's supposed to use common sense. Then when I got to the hospital, they had Chubb in a room over there.
Okay, introducing a character now. Chubb Anderson. And he was a ranch hand.
He was a bodyguard and ranch hand.
And he started as a welder, I understand, yeah. And been with him, and also developed quite a sordid background,
yes. As
a matter of fact.
And they had EC in there, so I went in there and looked at him. They called the funeral home. We called the medical examiner's office, and we're going to do the autopsy at the funeral home. We get to the funeral home, and I said, now, don't do anything to his body. Leave it like it is. Don't wash it. Don't do anything. Well, they cleaned up the body. The funeral home did.
Arnold Moore.
Yeah. You might think that's odd. It is odd, because Arnold is an odd fella. He had dollar signs coming out of his eyes, you know. I liked Arnold, but he was something else. But when he cleaned up that body, the body being moved, everything was downhill from there on. But there wasn't any use to me of saying anything about Arnold Moore or the police department or the sheriff's office. I felt like we had to work around it. And we'd done our best, but it didn't work.
So when you observed EC's body, where was the bullet hole?
Right up between the eyes. And he was beat to death before he was shot. His head was beat into nothing.
What do you think they used?
The evidence showed that E.C. kept an old .38 pistol, an old Army-style pistol, had a ring in the butt of it, in the van. What I think happened, they was having trouble. Let me back up a little bit. E.C.'s wife had sued him for divorce.
That was Linda.
Linda. And an attorney brought the papers to my office to be served. And I knew E.C., knew him well. I told our attorney, I said, now, it's 30 miles up there. It's going to cost something to get him served. I knew he would, but I wanted to make sure. Are you going to pay the bill on this? Yes, sir, it'll be paid. I said, okay. later became her husband.
The attorney?
Yeah.
John Arrington.
John Arrington. So I sent deputies up there, and they never could catch him. I said, I'll tell you what you do. I said, you get a hold of Chubb and see if he won't set him up for us. Tell him that he's running up a lot of money, and he's broke, and make it easier on everybody for him to accept service. He got Chubb, and Chubb wouldn't agree to nothing. He just listened. Well, Saturday, Chubb calls the office. Saturday he was killed that night. And talked to this deputy and told him to be up there on Highway 10 to drive going into the ranch at a certain time that night. They'd be coming out of there, him and EC would be coming out of there going to the car races. The deputy was there, and when he came out, he wouldn't stop. So they go on over east there and take a county road back up through the ranch. And the dust was bad, the deputy quit him. A little while after that is when the call come in.